Thunder Bay. A date is tentatively set for hearing Police Services Act charges brought by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission against Thunder Bay Police Chief Sylvie Hoth. Charges of discreditable conduct and deceit are scheduled to be heard by an independent adjudicator in February. They relate to Hoth's role in an investigation the TBPS commenced against Thunder Bay Police Services Board member Jorianne Morisseau over breach of trust, related to allegations she shared confidential information with a police officer. Hoth was aware of that investigation and allowed it to proceed, despite acknowledging in an October 12, 2021 confidential memo to the Police Services Board that it would not be appropriate for a police service to investigate any of its members or board members, according to information provided by the OCPC earlier this year. The OPP later found no grounds to lay charges against Morisseau. The OCPC said a review of allegations against Hoth with respect to the criminal investigation of Morisseau found that they were substantiated. The charge of discreditable conduct relates to Hoth's role in condoning the investigation against Morisseau, while the charge of deceit relates to two memoranda she submitted to the police board about that investigation. Allegations against Deputy Police Chief Ryan Hughes, and an allegation of collusion among Hoth, Hughes and Thunder Bay Police Service legal counsel Holly Walborn in their responses to inquiries from the OCPC, were unsubstantiated. Hoth was suspended in June, shortly after it was announced she would face a misconduct hearing. Earlier that same day, she announced plans to retire in June 2023. The OCPC on Friday provided more information about the process since the June announcement that a hearing would be conducted. It said it appointed an adjudicator to hear the matter, and that it was recently pre-tried. A tentative date of February 6, 2023 has been set aside for the start of a five-day hearing. The potential consequences for Hoth are varied, including up to dismissal. The OCPC said the hearing is, presumptively, open to the public.